The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. As we begin our celebration, I mentioned that I'm a conventual Franciscan friar, and my name is Father John, or Friar John. And I come on behalf of our community, Conventual Franciscans of the Province of Our Lady of Consolation. And with me is my other brother, Friar Ian. He is a campus minister at Indiana State University in Terre Haute, and also Rose Holman. So we come to celebrate the Eucharist with you, and to speak about our friars and their ministries and missions, and then to ask if you could support us by prayer and also your offerings if you are able to do so. Our provincial headquarters at Mount St. Francis, Indiana, which is 10 miles or 12 miles across the Ohio River from Louisville, Kentucky. And as we say down there, it's the sunny side of Louisville, southern Indiana. So it's 400 acres of beautiful land, and there's a retreat center. You're all welcome to come. It's a beautiful place. I come as a friar to share with you the work of God in the life of my community of friars in the Province of Our Lady of Consolation. And over the years, we have been ministering on three continents and seeking to support those endeavors of the friars on three continents: in Africa, in the country of Zambia, in the Americas, of course, here in the United States and North America, but also in Central America, in the countries of Honduras, El Salvador, and Costa Rica. And of course, Honduras being one of the most poor countries of this hemisphere. And then also in India, in the state of Kerala. In fact, Father Joby, you probably already know this, he comes from the state of Kerala, and he knows our friars in Kerala. So it's so wonderful to be here to celebrate the Eucharist. I want to speak specifically about one of the areas, because if I spoke about all three areas, we would be here for some time. In the 1950s, five of our friars volunteered, because a Franciscan is one of the missionary groups or orders of the church. And of course, we are all missionary because we're all Catholic Christians. We are on mission, carrying the gospel to your families and to your communities and to your place of work. But we friars, in 1950, five of the friars had a desire to go on mission to Africa. And so they went to, at that time, called Northern Rhodesia. They wanted to go to a place where No one has heard about Jesus Christ. No one had heard about the good news of salvation. And so Northern Rhodesia now is Zambia. And Zambia is a little bit larger than the state of Texas. And so they went into the northwest corner of Zambia, and where no one has heard about Jesus Christ, no churches and so forth. And they went there, and they saw, as Jesus would do, the needs of the people, loving people. But they saw the needs for health care, for education, and so forth. And so they began to not only preach the gospel, but to live the gospel. And so they wanted to establish clinics and schools and so forth, but they needed the resources. So they asked their family members and their friends and people from around the world to support them so they could build those clinics and provide schools, education. And to this day, there are many clinics, churches, so forth, established. And one of the fruits of that is that technical schools and schools of trades have been established, you know, like teaching sewing and textile and printing and so forth. And that becomes a source of income for the people of Zambia, and then they can invite their community members to work with them, and so it provides for their families. And so 60 years later, they're in this part of Zambia where there are no Catholics, no one has heard about Jesus Christ. There are over 1 million Catholics now in 2 dioceses. And also how the Lord has embedded his good news into the lives of God's people there. There are over 100 Zambian conventual Franciscan friars, priests and brothers. And so they now carry the gospel, they live the gospel, and they share it with their communities. But also, now they also are coming back to share with us. In fact, one of the friars there, Father Andrew, came back last year and gave a retreat master for our community. Wonderful. So how God works, God is working. And when they went on the journey to Africa, they took a cross. And this is what we proclaim when we go forth, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. You know, in the scriptures of today, we find in the first reading from the book of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah offered hospitality. Abraham recognized the presence of God who is visiting, who has journeyed to his home. He sees them. He sees God in 3 travelers. And what does he do? He begins to minister to them, you know, preparing a meal and so forth, and bathing their feet, because he knows, because of his prayer life, he knows of God's presence. And then in the gospel of today, Martha and Mary welcome Jesus. And good Martha is out busy preparing and making sure that Jesus has everything that he needs and so forth. And of course, like all of us, we recognize that we're doing it alone. And where is Mary? Well, she's at the feet of Jesus. Well, Martha and Mary have something to teach us. Martha and Abraham teach us about hospitality, doing what we can for the other. Mary teaches us what is more important, along with hospitality, is listening. Listening to the presence of God in one another and discovering where is the need in this person. Is it bathing the feet? caring for the sick, educating the youth, all, you know, so whatever it is. So Mary, in the society at that time, maybe it is still now, women had their place in society, and they were not to converse with men. Men had their place in society, they were not to converse with women in public. And so do we have, what do we have? Mary at the feet of Jesus. Well, that was a no-no at that time. She teaches us that sometimes we have to do something that is not following the rules, but it's because of love. We have to reach out. And so, my brothers and sisters, I come on behalf of the community and just ask, what is it that, you might ask yourselves, or what is it that you and I can do to support the missions? What is it vital? Well, what is vital is prayer. Prayer is vital. Without prayer, those who are called on mission will not receive the graces that we need in order to serve God's people. So prayer is very important. You know, pray for members of your community who have a heart that is mission-minded, I would say. You know, someone you see in your community and you say, that she and he, they have a quality about service, caring for others. Have we ever asked them, have you ever considered a vocation in the church as a missionary or serving the church in different roles? You know, whatever it might be. And then praying for vocations to the priesthood and religious life and so forth. But another way is through our generous gifts. So whatever you can, whatever the Lord is tugging at your heart to do, if you could share whatever you have, monetary gift, that would be really appreciated. One thing probably already know is that $1 here in this country doesn't go too far, but $1 in other countries goes further. Let's, for example, I believe it's $65 a year. $65 will give the educational resources for one person to for the complete school year. $9 a day will support someone studying for the priesthood, to be a Franciscan, and so forth. So in that manner, what is it that you think you would like to do to educate and support the ministry of the friars of my community? And so there will be, a second collection. You probably already saw the signs, mission appeal. So I just wanted, on behalf of the friars, to thank you. To thank you for your welcome. Oh, forgot. I especially thank Monsignor Shado and Father Joby for their warm welcome to your parish of St. Luke. St. Luke was a missionary also, preaching the gospel. So continue to do that, and we friars will pray for you and your ministries. May God bless you. And as St. Francis would say, as he journeyed, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus, ministering to the poor, pace e bene, peace and all good to you.